Lecture Notes by Gare Holmes. Today we will be discussing Paul Auster's novel City of Glass and its role as both a postmodern and anti-detective novel. Outside, the day is as grey as the nubs of old chewing gum fossilised to the underbelly of almost every table. The diggers roar and shriek and grind their way through crusts of tarmac, clearing the way for more bland blocks, and I dream of mythic universities. The ones that smelt of wood and lavender polish. The ones with long halls and sweet, dog-eared lecturers with a passion for tweed jackets, malt whiskey, and the occasional cigar. The ones with grounds crowded with honeysuckle and rose-woven architraves, where students read with their backs pressed against oak trees, got high on poetry and the thick, spicy scent of knowledge. Note the allusions to Edgar Allan Poe on page 72. Note the fractured, frustrating close of the novel. Note the way the plot unfolds in static dynamics. The lecturer is dark and beautiful. Her foreign tongue turns bland words into delicacies, but she speaks too fast, grins, laughs, gesticulates wildly, and I can't concentrate on what she's saying. All I can think about is whether her curls smell of coconuts, whether she dabs vetiver onto her wrists before she comes to work, whether she drinks her coffee black. It is a novel that confuses your expectations. Its protagonist is not a hard-boiled detective. The text is peppered with red herrings. The girl beside me has drawn an exact replica of Botticelli's Venus in the margin of her page. Now she's filling it in with pink and lime green highlighter pens. Nicola is droning on about buses, while Gemma sketches bunny rabbits with a flashing pen topped with purple marabou. The lecturer is almost dancing now. Do you all understand? Everyone nods vigorously, but no one does. No one understands Freud's theory of the uncanny. No one understands that words can be like liquid. Words can dance. Words can eat themselves. Fear has an object, whereas dread has nothing. Note the allusions to the Tower of Babel. Consider the issues of fate and chance, the mapping of the city, the mapping of the body. I, myself, am doodling. I'm drawing barbs, walls of spikes and question marks. I'm drawing flying fish. The girl in front of me is texting beneath the table. A phone with a James Bond ringtone goes off at the back of the class. Gemma is now carefully applying pastel kitten stickers to the lid of her lilac pencil tin. Do you understand? I nod. Everything is questioned. The word becomes the word. I'm dreaming of a dark French cafe where I drink warm brandy and knowledge is served to me on a plate with a hard-boiled detective, two red herrings and a wedge of waxy brie.